Center Wellington Council approved a recommendation at a Monday meeting to approve the transition of healthcare professional accommodation space to a new location. Healthcare professionals have previously stayed at 965 Gartshore Street in a fully renovated farmhouse in Fergus. CAO Dan Wilson made the report to council Monday of the upcoming move to a facility known as the Craighead Cottage. Located in Fergus as well, the Georgian-style cottage is listed on the Municipal Register of Cultural Heritage Properties for the township. Wilson explains future uses of the dwelling, as well as the farmhouse on Gartshore Street, are still to be determined as the township gears up for construction at the site of their new operations center.
We're likely going to look at the long-term use of the Gartshore farmhouse first in association with building the operations center, and that may dictate the future use of Craighead as well, because I see providing healthcare professional space more of a long-term solution here in the township.
Wilson says as of right now, there's some work to be done on the new location.
Craighead right now is empty. It's actually in poor condition and needs to be upgraded to more of a residential dwelling standard. So we are in the process of doing that. It just happens to be a great fit for healthcare professionals as well.
As for the work, Wilson says it will be extensive, both inside the cottage and outside of it.
The structure itself right now is pretty much gutted, so it's a full reconstruction of the inside. Also, there's some outside work too that has to be compliant with our heritage folks.
When asked whether there's any talk of a new secondary space for accommodation within the township, Wilson said he couldn't confirm anything as of yet.
Not at this point. We have lots of conversations going on with Groves Hospital staff about what our long-term need is, and if that becomes a priority, we can consider it at that time.
Work on the cottage is set to take place May to September 2025. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.